You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He is an inspiration of a man, and he gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Beautiful Wednesday. Hump day. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Well, I'm surprised we missed every three for the last 8 minutes. We're going to be upset about that.
Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great audio work.
As far as the books goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers.
let's get that clarified.
Has someone else, though?
Yeah. He sells them on eBay. It's a Layla Wednesday! That's right. There we go. And Marshall Harris is here. Yes, Marshall!
Yep.
And don't forget about Dan Bernstein. Oh.
Josh Greedy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Josh Greedy?
Hey, well, wow. Josh Giddy is now Josh Greedy.
He wants his 30 mil a year.
He wants 30 million a year.
Josh Greedy and Max Levine, those were my big takeaways today from Money and Haw.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one nickname is good.
What about
the other one is Dustin's?
What about Kobe Everest? Searching for an insult.
No better value in the NBA right now than Kobe getting paid what, $12 million a year? Come on, man.
That's pretty good.
That's when you see how much these other players are getting paid now.
That's a great point, Marshall.
It's ridiculous.
I've lost track of NBA salaries.
Well, but
like,
see,
it just add a zero or put like a five in it. I have no.
Yeah, it's true.
But there are
guys making a ton of money, and you think, well, he's actually not paid that badly.
Right. You think in that context, though, seriously, Dan, that did it surprise you that the Bulls balked at paying Josh Giddey?
No, because they have a history of success in doing that.
That's before the cap ballooned.
Yeah, we don't know if Giddey's any good either.
I wouldn't
commit to him yet. I know what he does well. I know he's going to have some terrific highlights. I know he's going to have some hilarious lowlights. But if he doesn't establish himself as a guy who can hit an open, uncovered three and somebody who at least can show that he's trying to guard somebody.
Yeah, early Giddey looks like early Ace and Kid, no Jay. That's what he looks like out there. That's what he looks like. Let's be honest.
And then later in his career.
Yeah, he got the J. We started calling him Jason Kidd.
Well, he also, with his feet set, he was fine when he could stop and set his feet. He wasn't doing anything off the bounce, and it wasn't like a quick pin down, turn out, catch and shoot thing. You just got to keep a defense honest, and it matters more now.
And I think with Josh Giddey specifically, everyone's hoping he can be all these things. There's a reason OKC moved on from him and decided he was not one of those things. So he's going to get a full runway to put on display, whatever. My concern is with that top 10 protected pick, this team's just going to be too good and they're going to have to figure out a way to dismantle it quickly.
I think when it comes to Giddey, too, when we saw him at his best, it was when we're going to say this about everybody on the Thunder, but the Oklahoma City offense was quick passes, everybody set, you know, at the perimeter, like a quick pass finds him and then he was able to knock it down. Like that's, I want to see that with this team. We just have to see what happens.
Marshall, how would you spell, how would you pronounce Giddey's last name without any D if he has no D?
Careful.
Gee.
Okay. Gee. Yeah, it's good. There you go.
But he can get better in some of these areas that we're talking about. He's still a young guy. And I think that's what we always have to remember about these guys. People, fan bases will turn so quickly on a high draft pick and not realize, hey, he hasn't done it in 3 years. Oh, by the way, he's 21 years old or 22 years old. It's ridiculous. So the Kobe White thing, more fans need to be open to the possibility that a guy can turn out like what Coby White has become. And now you've got him on a super cheap deal. It's looking like a real movable contract that you can maybe turn into a first round pick.
My shoulders just slumped.
Why?
I don't want to think about Coby White going to another team.
They have to. Listen,
oh, yeah. I know.
Everybody's available.
As a student of the process, let me tell you, mediocrity is not where you want to be. You don't want to be sitting here where they are clearly right now fighting for a play-in spot. And I think they're in a little too good a position to get a play-in spot. Remember, in the NBA, being one of the bottom five teams in your conference, easier said than done, depending on how much talent you have on the roster.
The Eastern Conference is so, like, cut and dried, right? It's like you know who the good teams are, and you sure know how many bad
But are there enough teams, we were counting this yesterday, are there enough teams we're certain are worse than the Bulls?
No.
Right, so that's why...
No, they're not bad enough.
You're going to have to get
like
worse.
Six really awful teams.
They're not bad enough to be the bottom 10 right now.
And, that's
scary,
right?
This is not a bottom
10
roster, I don't think.
Well,
they're short. They're really short.
But isn't that less of an issue than it was 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 15 years ago?
Get a look at this defense. Before you're certain they're not bad enough, get a look at this defense.
What a promo.
By the way, Bulls coverage comes your way tonight.
I was going to say, how you're setting it today's
game anyway.
Up?
Chuck's in New Orleans
tonight. What do you got?
We've got a lot. We've got something that I think is really going to be in focus for the first time this week for the Bears. Bill Weddington is going to join us at 10:25. Mike Florio at 11. High noon, 11:40. Herm Edwards will be our guest at noon. We're going to bring you whatever Caleb Williams has to say. Ben Schwartz, who is improv star, television and movie star, and friend of the show ever since he joined us at Wrigley Field when Layla spotted him from across Gallagher Way and brought him over.
Lawrence did.
I think, you actually did the recruiting. So he's going to talk about
Hush with Cash.
So good.
And he's got his shows coming up here in Chicago, so we're going to talk to him. Also, you know, I'd like to just say a couple nice things about Fernando Valenzuela. It's for those of us of a certain age who understood that when this young man just sort of showed up.
Fernando Mania!
It was. And Jerry Royce was supposed to start the season, and then he got hurt right before he was supposed to start. So they put this kid out there named Fernando Valenzuela, who nobody really heard of, and he shut out the Astros. And he opened the season with a record of 8-0 with five complete game shutouts.
Unbelievable.
Game shutouts.
I remember that season well.
It was insane.
Yep.
Cover right, Sports guys. Illustrated, all of it. Yep.
Have a great show.
Have a great show.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.